generations, and how do we cater to different generations? Because right now in higher education, we are dealing with multiple generations.
Yes.
With multiple needs and multiple wants. And when you look at, you know, the even across all generations, the use of smartphone technology and social media releases some of the same dopamines in the brain that other things do.
And the other things he's talking about are pleasurable physical experiences.
And
was that pretty septic?
Yeah. And the thing is that when people see these things now, on social media, and they just equated it as
they have many thing. They have many orgasms.
And we, I didn't say that
it,
you did.
I did. It's a dopamine release, and it literally, you know, gives you a jolt, and you got a bunch of likes, and you really don't. I mean, how come they didn't like that one? And then you feel left out, and you didn't get your fix. It's an interesting cycle.
And it's so it's a very good event coming up, and you can contact our continuing education department, or you can go online at jlc.edu and go to continuing ed and get all the information on that. I know there are seats available.
You know, I didn't know until recently that there was a community college board, and I'm not really sure, I don't know if board is maybe the right word, committee, but they received the funding from the state of Illinois, and then they dispersed the funding to the community college systems. And see, there were two releases of money over these last few months that I saw. And the first one, because I'm looking down the list of which colleges got the money, and Johnny Logan wasn't on the list. Second one, I didn't see a list. John A. Logan College received money out of that second distribution of funds from the budget.
$400,000, which in the big scheme
it was
of
a multi-million dollar release, and yeah, $400,000.
It was 48 community colleges in the state of Illinois, and
$20 million doesn't go that far.
Some of the money that was released last spring, which we did get and reported, it was divided up. Heavier in the southern schools, or the schools that depend on equalization more. A lot of that was for funding from, you know, 15, and we were in 16, and the fact of the matter is, when it's all said and done, if we don't get any more money this year, they are behind about $21 million to us. So you can imagine $400,000 is a blip on the radar. But
$21 million since
over
when?
The course of this no budget.
Okay, so 20 months.
Yes,
$1 million a month.
Essentially,
if you want to look at it that way, we'll call it $1,000,050.
You know, and I don't think, you know, here's where we don't want to say dependence on state, but this is how the community colleges were set up, right? The community colleges, we're in our 50th year. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary this year, and we're doing going to be doing a lot of different events throughout the year to celebrate not only our past, but where we want to go in the future. And as I spoke to a Rotary group the other day, and well, one of the places you go in the future is not to be as reliant on state funding. And doesn't mean you turn it down if it comes. But you have to figure out, and we've done we figured out how to do that.
That's the trend, isn't it, Steve? And it doesn't matter whether you're Marion or Carbondale, Illinois, or John A. Logan College or SIU. Now, depending on the course, the overhead, and SIU's got some pretty good overhead, and of course, university system, community college system. But here's the thing: it seems like community colleges have a growing responsibility. That I literally had come out of Washington, D.C. How many times have I said after the State of the Union address, well, the president talked about community colleges and their responsibilities. That happened a number of years in a row. You guys are really, there's a response. You've become employment agencies. You've been not only educators, but trainers for people's jobs. I mean, that vocational standard that you guys really live in, not to mention the fact that you're also doing this outreach for the community for continuing education, as I talked about Barry Hancock earlier. And this sense of responsibility that you have here on this really kind of a ground level, and then find yourself in this final situation, that's got to be, I mean, the proverbial rock in the hard place.
Yeah, and you know, going back, when these were set up 50 years ago, they looked at how really K-12 districts had been set up through the state, and with a lot of funding coming from property taxes and local taxes and those things, and there's a difference between when you live in a collar county of Chicago, where property tax bases are built on $500,000 and $1 million homes, and then Southern Illinois, where they're not. So the way that the community college were set up was for equalization. So there wasn't that difference between the College of DuPage and John A. Logan College and Southeastern Illinois College and Shawnee College, that we were based on the students we were serving. We were getting equalization and apportionment. We were getting money from the state based on the amount of credit hours we generated, because they wanted a level playing field for people in higher education coming out, that everyone was getting an equal opportunity at this education. That's why it's so important to us. That's why it's not been as important to the northern schools. But if you read statewide right now, a lot of the things we went through a year ago at John A. Logan College, Triton College, Rock Valley College, Blackhawk College, a number of colleges are going through reduction in forces right now and other cuts, because they weren't as reliant in those areas on state funding. Now they're catching up. It's catching up to right. them, and they're in the same boat we're in.
So I guess we sit and wait. That sit and wait mentality. That's starting to wear a little bit thin, isn't it, buddy?
Well, you know, here's the thing, though. We can sit and wait on the money. We have not sat one second and waited to do everything that we have always done for our students. And I think at the end of the day, we can hang our head high and say that we have continued to provide a comprehensive community college for our students. We have we are still looking at new programs. We've had programs take off. Our cybersecurity program. Do you know that our cybersecurity team got invited to an elite competition? We're the only community college going.
Awesome.
Illinois, Indiana, Michigan. These are the schools that are going there, and John A. Logan College. It's if I was making a remake of Hoosiers, we could
No kidding.
We could have these guys go. That's what we continue to do. Our student services right now at the college, unbelievable, the things we're doing for students, because we have taken a grassroots approach to it and a hands-on approach to it. And so we haven't sat around and waited wringing our hands in hopes that we're able to do things. We have figured out how to continue to do things for our students. But now, you know, it is time for the state to, you know, I've been married 20 years. I've had kids for 15 years. And I don't know that in that amount of time I've ever got everything exactly the way I want it. So we have to learn how to compromise, right? And you're not going to get everything you want on both sides of the aisle. It's not going to happen. It hasn't happened in over 200 years of the United States government and nearly that amount of time of Illinois. Why do they think it's going to happen now?
Well, it's going to be an interesting philosophical question. Why now? And in fact, because, you know, at one point the governor had like 20 ideas. Now he's asking for 5. So that's his idea of compromise. I've talked to him about it. Now, here's another thing. We talked about John A. Logan College, and here's the personal thing. Recent published story about my friend Ryan Patrick and how he achieved his voice at John A. Logan College. I assume that was part of your 50-year celebration, right? That's kind of the way I took it when you said, hey, it's our 50th year, and I remember reading the part. Because I've known Ryan and for literally 20 years. And it's interesting how you see how people, and you've heard me talk about it too, when you show me the book on continuing education, I literally call it my Sears wish book. Oh, I want to learn this. I want to learn, you know, and seeing how you affect people's lives, because it's not only that. I think I've told you the story about the woman who I was sitting next to, and she was sharing with me her story about how her daughter would have never been able to go to John A. Logan College had there not been a golf scholarship. And she drives a school bus, and she said, there's no way we could have done this. But with this scholarship, she gets to go. She graduated. I meet these people quite often that talk about their experiences. But I don't know. But I did this, and I learned this. Now I've got my certificate. Guess I'm working at SIH now in their IT department. I got my phlebotomist thing at John A. Logan College, and now I'm working at the lab in Heron. I mean, I meet these people, and they are literally, when you take a look at this, there's a type of infrastructure fabric that you make the bolt cloth for that goes out and makes that product out there, that service, more accurately, out there. And I'm constantly attracted to this idea of people saying, I didn't, and now I can, and now look how much money I made, and see that car, I just bought that. Things are going well for me. And it started at John A. Logan College when I learned a craft, when I learned a trade, when I learned a customer service.
You know, a member of our board Tuesday night addressed this in open session. Dr. Pichard made the comment of, when you look at what is happening to higher ed right now across the state – It's not just, you know, we are losing employees, your people are retiring, or those things, and they're leaving, so you're losing that. But the purchases that are made by the schools locally, the people who go out to lunch every day locally, the people who buy cars locally, who then, because they know someone who is working there who went through, you know, I'm more of the creative friend.
I got a friend that bought a restaurant over here because he's close to Johnny Logan.
And we're excited to have him. And we're looking forward to
it. I saw him out in the parking lot, and I stopped. I'll stop by and talk for 5 minutes. 2 hours later, you know, he's showing me the place, what he's hoping to accomplish. And he says, you know, we're going to do this lunch menu so we get these Johnny Logan College people in here and out. That's going to be great. It happens in lots of different forms.
You know, I'm more of a creative thinking guy, so I visualize things, and I've always visualized the community college, what we do, kind of like the old-fashioned department store where you're on the escalator and you can get off on this floor and then you can get back on. You know, look at automotive. We just talked about automotive. I can go in. I can get certified in brakes. I can get certified in paint. I can get certified. I get a job. I can work a little while. Maybe I want to do more. I come back.
Imagine the day that you will have a class in driverless car repair.
We're right now. You know what? Here's where we're on cutting edge, I think. Drones. Everybody's wanting to learn how to fly them. Guess what happens when they learn how to fly them? They wreck them. We're trying to start a program where we're going to teach you how to work on drones.
Mm-hmm. And fly them safely.
So,
I talked to Barry specifically about that program, and I've got a plan, and I can't talk about it right now. I'm so excited. I'm chomping at the bit to do this.
We've got a guy, Rob Craig. He teaches electronics for us. He's just one of those go-getter type guys, and he flew his drone around campus the other day. That's the type of things we're looking for.
Right, and growing, and then online education, and on the list goes. And by the way, before we go today, basketball team.
Oh, they're great, aren't they? You know, it's men's and women.
70, in the last figures I saw, Steve, 76% of university college students say they choose the university in part and substantial portion because of the success of the athletic departments. Mm-hmm. Whether that's recreation or participation, I don't remember seeing that in the statistics. Does it work for community college, too?
I don't know as much. You know, I did my undergraduate at a school in the SEC. So, you know, I experienced a lot of big-time sporting events. And, yes, it's a draw, and it's a branding thing. It's a marketing thing. We have tremendous community support. You go to a Logan basketball game, and that gym's packed. And we have a lot of tremendous community support.
It's a different kind of – it's not maybe necessarily a recruiting tool so much as it is a social engagement, top-of-mind awareness name generator for the university, for the college rather than.
You know, and community colleges are commuter colleges where people are coming and going, whereas, you know, at university you have people living on campus and those type of things are right there by campus. So, but it is certainly from a branding standpoint, particularly when you have successful teams like we've had, it does not hurt, I promise you.
Hey, I got to let you go because, well, you know, the big guy's coming. So.
Yeah, tell him we need money.
Governor Bruce Warner, I think he knows it. I thought that was you that sent that airplane down there during the budget address. That wasn't that little paper airplane.
If we learn how to get these drones going, maybe that'll be us next time.
I can already hear security warming up for that now. Steve O'Keefe, John A. Logan College, 837.
Thanks.